them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Tuesday, September 16th edition. Well, our U.S. Senator, Elisa Slotkin, participated in a discussion at Wayne State University's law school on Saturday night. Slotkin joined former U.S. Congressman John Katko, Republican congressman, former from the state of New York. He served in Congress from 2015 through 2023. During the event, Slotkin and Katko described President Donald Trump as exposing exactly how weak congressional oversight powers truly are, and how they fear backlash from within one party's impact might have on oversight practices. Slotkin said, if the public sees a government shutdown, whether it's here at the state of Michigan level or at the federal level in Washington, D.C., I see it as public officials as falling down on the job. Well, she's one of them. She's a U.S. senator. Well, as far as government shutdowns, Michigan enters a state-level shutdown if the budget for the upcoming fiscal year isn't reached and implemented by October 1st. On the federal level, Politico reported that the United States House Republicans want to put forward a short-term funding bill that would fund the government through November 20th, not shutting it down on the stroke of midnight on October 1st, but actually funding the federal government through November 20th. However, proposals would run into timeline challenges, with Congress also facing a September 30th deadline. The United States Senate goes into recess September 22nd through September 26th to honor Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. So they're actually going to shut down for 4 days? Or no, actually five. 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, 5 days right before the deadline of September 30th. Republicans control the U.S. House seat by a very tight six-seat majority. And they also control the U.S. Senate 53-45, not including the two independents that caucus with the Democrats, bringing it to 53-47. Well, Slotkin went on to say, whether you're talking about Lansing or you're talking about Washington, it is our primary responsibility to appropriate funding of our governments. I think that most Americans will see it as our leaders are falling down on the job in absolutely a lack of willingness to negotiate. Whether you're talking about at the federal level, right now the Democrats and the Republicans aren't even talking to each other about the budget. as far as the state capitol, where Slotkin never served, but she did represent Lansing-based government employees in her past U.S. House seat. She sees Democrats and Republicans not spending enough time just locked into a room negotiating. I think the public understands it. It understands it for what it is. This is total government dysfunction, and they're falling down on the job. I think that people need to sit there and trying to make ends meet, struggling, working hard, trying to pay their bills, but then they see these knuckleheads in Washington or at the state government coming up with shutdowns for stupid reasons. If we conduct our own lives like that, we would be in much bigger trouble than they are. They need to be held accountable if government shutdowns take place. Well, some questions were asked at this joint bipartisan meeting. If you were to use an adjective to describe the current state of congressional oversight, what adjective would you use? Well, the Democrat U.S. Senator Slotkin from Michigan said, pulling back. People are just pulling back on the tools that they have at their disposal, and it's difficult to watch. The Republican Katko said, lacking, definitely lacking the juice, the energy, the commitment to do the proper and right thing. Instead, they're using political grandstanding. Well, next question is, what do you think is to blame for this current era of political violence that we're in? And how is it different from the previous ebbs and flows of violence that we've seen in the past? Well, Slotkin said, social media has been really, really horrible for not only spreading political extremism, but literally feeding into young people's brains because it is simply so clickable. Social media platforms even using algorithms to enhance how much they can get into the minds of young people. I think the rhetoric coming out of political leaders is just setting a terrible example for how we should be interacting with each other. We all know that there are a lot of these folks who have mental illness. And when you feed this type of information into a person's mind that has mental illness, it combines it all in a very deadly way. And that is horrible. And it's the kind of thing that you need to call out whenever and wherever you see it. Whether it's someone you agree with or someone you don't. Political violence is a sickness. And is literally an untenable way for us to move forward in our politics. Katko, the Republican, said, I agree. Everything that Senator Slotkin just said, I absolutely agree with. Last question. What makes today's anger different from the anger 5 years ago? 5 years ago, we were dealing with the China virus, Black Lives Matter protests. Shortly thereafter, we had the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. What makes this level of anger different from what we saw 5 years ago? Well, the Republican win first. Katko says, I'm not sure if it is different. Our nation's capital was ransacked for the first time in the history of our country. Guards were beaten, people were shoved, people were even killed. Black Lives Matter, all those protests all turned violent. The internet is really getting to the point where people are sitting in their basements angry at the world. Maybe because of their lot in life? Well, this only gives them a place to act out. And that's part of the problem. You also have to look at mental health. Social media inundating people is not a good way to go. Getting a steady diet of exactly what's wrong and everything else that's going on in the world contributes to the lack of civility. But I'm not sure that it is much worse than it is 5 years ago. I think it's just different. But Slotkin's answer was very simple. It is worse because a person was killed. A national known figure was shot, assassinated, and it was all captured on video. The video of it went viral on social media. Some people celebrating it. Some people posted it with tears in their eyes. Bottom line, this assassination went viral. Not that many people saw the actual documentation of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. But that was the first one we actually saw the video. This one was even more so. This one was viewed by millions, if not billions, of people around the world. Very interesting discussion this past Saturday down at Wayne State University Law Center. U.S. Senator Lisa Slotkin, former Republican congressman from New York. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Again, want to remind you that if you would like to contact Stacy to get more information about a deep tissue laser light therapy session there in Sheboygan, text me laser and I'll send you the contact information from my phone. You can give them a call, schedule a treatment. Make sure you mention Trucker Randy in the show. You can get a two-pack discounted price for $99 to try it out. Here is an event happening that I'd like to mention as a public service. Dar Olson sent me a flyer. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, or afternoon, I should say, September 13th, is Constitution Day. September 17th, 1787, was the signing of our Constitution. Well, in downtown Sheboygan, right across from the Kingston Theater at the Festival Square, they're going to have music, ice cream, even decorate your own cupcake. Come and meet Benjamin Franklin. It's going to be from 3:30 to 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'd like to invite everybody to come and celebrate the birthday for the U.S. Constitution. This is a community celebration. Happy birthday party for the U.S. Constitution. Come meet Ben Franklin. There will be music and, again, ice cream and cupcakes. So greatly appreciate that, Dar. Again, that's right there on Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, across the street from the Kingston Theater. If you'd like the flyer on that, just text me CONST, Constitution. We'll shorten it up, put it in the phone, five characters, Constitution, CONST, and I'll send you the flyer. One of the things that we have to look at, with all this going on, all this happening in our world, do not contribute to the violence. Don't contribute to the post on social media. Don't be aggressive towards anyone. Simply speak the truth, just like Charlie did. I put up a post on my Twitter X account last night. It's a photograph of Charlie Kirk in the background and his wife, Erica Kirk, standing in front of him. And it was really amazing when I put it up there how quickly so many people shared it, reposted it, and then some people were offended by it. They actually started posting really hateful, negative things. And it was like, I almost couldn't believe the response. Great picture of Charlie with a solemn look on his face, standing behind his wife. And his wife, Erica Kirk, with a very stern, solemn look on her face. Coming from the speech that she gave on the 12th, after her husband was killed on the 10th, just 2 days later, Friday, September 12th, she came out and gave a speech that was covered on the Jesse Waters show, 8:15 approximately on Friday. Obviously, with a swollen face, you could see she'd been crying the whole time. She said she couldn't even remember the last time she slept. But she made this statement. You have no idea the fire that has been ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. End quote, Erica Kirk. Well, it was pretty interesting because people have responded to her saying that in that speech, stating that they have no idea what this woman is now going to do with Turning Point USA as far as growing its chapters on these colleges, universities, and high schools across America. And she is going to absolutely use her husband's public political assassination as the fuel to get the message out, to recruit young people to step up and get involved like Charlie did. It is going to be amazing. But again, don't contribute to the violence and don't put snarky comments on your social media posts. We are above that. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. On 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14.